Last 20 minutes was outstanding. You know, we didn't do the little things in the first 40 to give ourselves a chance to win. I mean, I thought when we got that 5-on-3 kill to start the second that we were really going to fight back. And, you know, we turn a puck over, it winds up in the back out of our net. You know, and then obviously we try to be a little bit aggressive after that. They catch us on the break, and it's 3-0.
Do you think the score was flattering tonight?
For them or for us?
For them.
I don't know. I mean, the reality is they won. They came on the road. They played a great road game. And, you know, we had a few opportunities to tie up, just, you know, to go on a roll ourselves, but we didn't.
Offensively, it took you until the third period to get on the board. Was that solely down to Stephen Murphy?
I thought Murph played great. I mean, geez, he made some really big saves, especially in the second period and the third. But you know what? You know when you play Murph, you got to go to the dirty areas, because if you can see it, he's going to save it. And there are a lot of pucks that squirted out there tonight, and their stick got there first before ours. And, you know, when we did get those opportunities, we just put them into the goalie, or their D-man made a great block.
Defensively, how do you look at the goals that you conceded tonight? Is it individual errors or?
I mean, you know, the first one, they do what we wanted to do tonight. They threw a puck to the net. They got a stick on it. That's pro hockey. That's a design structured thing. So, I mean, that is part of the game. You know, the second goal, we turn a puck over, gives an opportunity. The third goal, you know, we're going to have to look at the video again on the third goal. But, you know, obviously we're pressing, we're being aggressive offensively, and they caught us. And, you know, sometimes that's going to happen.
Between periods, you had a word with the officials and Scott Dalglish. What was said in that kind of meeting?
I said it's too big of a game to put them on a 5-on-3. You know, that's a massive moment in the game. Had they scored, you know, it really would have been frustrating. But to our team's credit, they killed the penalty and made that call irrelevant.
What were your thoughts on the officials in general tonight, and especially in that kind of third period?
No comment.
I was going to ask about the Mark Thomas misconduct penalty as well.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear what Tomo said at all, so I can't comment at all if he got one or not. I know Spence was giving it to him at the end. I think that's just a little bit of frustration, and you know, it was probably a wise idea for the ref to kick him off to make sure nothing happened.
Builders a must-win game, this one against Belfast. Where does this leave you in the context of the league?
Leaves us fighting for our lives is where it leaves us. You know, very disappointing tonight. But thank God we have a different competition tomorrow that we can wipe slate clean and focus on advancing. And if we can do that, we'll get the team down the road. But we're playing a team that's 15-3 at home this year. That's a bit massive test for us. They're second in league for a reason.
Do you feel like you're running out of games in terms of the league now? Is the Challenge Cup now the focus?
Well, tomorrow it is, no doubt. Once we get back after tomorrow, we'll jump right back into the league. It doesn't get any easier. We've got Nottingham at home next weekend. So we just have to worry about ourselves. We can't worry about where we are. We can't worry about what's happening. We just have to worry about ourselves.
And the game tomorrow against Dundee, are we likely to see any changes ahead of that game? Are you resting anyone, potentially bringing in Max at all?
Well, I know one of the guys has an injury, a little bit of a niggle, so we'll have to check on him. But obviously, if he's not ready, we'll put Max in. But until I watch the video, it's really hard for me to comment on individuals as to where I think they should or shouldn't be, because sometimes an individual that you really like didn't play as well as he thought he did, and obviously vice versa. So, but we're going to go through. We have an extra body right now, and obviously if we've got a niggle and an injury, we're going to correct that.
With Max, are you looking to get him more ice time at the moment? I know when we spoke last weekend you were saying that he's only 80%, but are you looking to get him more ice time to get him game fit?
Well, he's getting better every day. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think it was absolutely the right call. You know, when you've got 11 guys who are 100%, one guy who's 80 or 85, you know, it doesn't make sense to take one out to put one in. But, you know, right now we're in a position where he's getting better. We've got a couple of guys who are banged up, and if we can get some bodies in that are fresh and create some competition, I'm fine with that.
What are your thoughts looking ahead to kind of Nottingham on Saturday, that game?
Massive for both teams. We've been playing really, really well. You look at our record since Christmas, we've been outstanding. A win tomorrow, although tonight's disappointing, we'll advance in the Challenge Cup, and we'll get Nottingham at home. And that would be great for our fans, great for our team. And you know, then we got Coventry, but it's right now. Every single game, every single point matters. And when fans look at the league, that's what we want.
Those two games over Christmas period against Nottingham, obviously two wins. Do you feel like you've kind of got their number at the moment, or?
Well, they thumped us a couple times early in the fall, and then we went two there. So, you know, for us, we need to control the way the game's played. And Nottingham will want to control the way the game's played. And it gets to be a little bit of a chess match. And, you know, if we can wind up staying out of the box, they've obviously got the top power play in the league, and we can wind up pressuring them in areas that we want to pressure them, we can have success. But no question in my mind that that's a big test for us.
And just finally, obviously, the kind of home consecutive win streak comes to an end tonight. Is that disappointing?
Massively disappointing. You know, you're not going to win them all. But tonight would have been sweet. It would have been really, really nice to have stopped their run. It wasn't to be.